Let's begin with education, because interesting, I don't know if you call it a proposal yet, more just an idea for consideration. The federal government's looking at this idea from the American education system. It says that some schools, they're run in partnership with big companies, and then students are groomed to work specifically in that industry. So, for example, IBM might run a particular college, as they do in the US Pathways in Technology Early College in New York. And so they run it. It runs from year 9 through to what would be a year 14, and IBM are involved. The education unions don't like this idea. The Greens don't approve. They say that big business shouldn't be setting curriculums. I wonder what you think. Joining me now to tell me what she thinks is Bronwyn Hines, who's a policy fellow with the Mitchell Institute for Health and Education Policy at Victoria University. Bronwyn, what do you think?
I think it has a lot of potential, and I agree with the Prime Minister on this. We have a real problem of disengagement of students in Australia. By year 10, half of all students skip more than a day a fortnight. A quarter of 17 to 24-year-olds aren't fully engaged in education, training or work, which increases dramatically when we look at the most disadvantaged groups. So there's a real potential here to really improve engagement through alternative models of schooling.
But what you're saying there seems to suggest that this is really about engaging those who are unengaged. Is there a possibility it might do more than that, though, and compromise the educational experience and sort of the educational horizons for those who would be engaged in any case?
That is a possibility, and there's also a possibility it could be brilliant. We can't simply transplant a model, but we do know this particular model has come in for great praise from educationalists. It's also a partnership with City University of New York. It's not just about IBM creating worker drones for the future, which it could then throw out on the trash heap. It's about a large enterprise sharing its resources and expertise with students from a less privileged part of America to set them up for jobs in the industry, but also beyond the industry. So some of the students there are planning to be lawyers and any other number of professions. It's just thinking about alternative ways we could deliver schooling, some which could be good, some which could be bad, and it really depends on the details and how well those alternative programs meet the needs of those students.
What role exactly do you think that the corporate partner should be able to have?
Well, there are many different models out there. I would like to see some sharing of resources and expertise, and this is something that David Gonski himself called for when he spoke recently in his public lecture, that many business people and enterprises are very eager to help improve public schools and would like to contribute more. It's just a matter of trying to find the right way of doing so. So I think one thing we could really do is try to do more to gather all of the research on this, put it under the scrutiny it deserves, and try to find out evidence which could help schools and communities tailor a response that meets their needs.
In broad terms, though, there's the idea of providing technology, expertise, that sort of thing.
Yes.
Then there's the question of actually influencing the curriculum. And it would seem that if they're not influencing the curriculum to generate graduates they can employ,
Yes. They
wouldn't have much of a motivation. So what happens when we hand over some influence over curriculum to the private sector?
Well, we're already handing over some influence over the curriculum to individual school communities, and these are students that have chosen to go to these schools. So under, for example, Victoria's public schools, the independent public schools introduced more than 20 years ago now here in Victoria, there was a common core curricula, but schools could then emphasise some of the non-core areas more greatly than other areas, and then students could choose to go to a school that had an emphasis on performing arts or science or languages. That's something that we're also seeing in Western Australia, and we're seeing it have a big impact on student and staff morale and engagement. So as long as the schools still teach the core curriculum, and as long as that is still very rigorous and robust and carefully monitored, the capacity to then add to that with additional non-core subjects that keep students engaged and give them a greater than average chance of securing meaningful work isn't necessarily a bad thing.
What about, though, this fear of narrow casting or narrowing education too much? I mean, for example, even at the tertiary level, you've got a place like the University of Melbourne, which changed its educational model so that undergraduate degrees would be broad and then specialist degrees would happen effectively at postgraduate level. Doesn't this do the opposite of pushing people into specialisations at an age where they really shouldn't be having to make that decision?
It could, and it depends really on the model, and each model is quite different. So I don't want to give too many broad claims that might not apply to a specific circumstance. But what I see this as more of a broadening of the curriculum. There would still be that core curriculum plus these extra subjects. And as I mentioned, not every student at these schools plans to become a computer engineer with IBM. There are some students planning legal careers and so forth. This is a way of adding to the career. I'm adding to the curriculum. I'm actually more concerned about the current debates, which focus sometimes exclusively on literacy and numeracy, which are absolutely fundamental skills, but sometimes focusing exclusively on these, we can lose track of the importance of other subject areas and other skills that aren't necessarily tested in these national tests.
Wide range of responses already on the text messaging service that we have. My cousin was sponsored at university by IBM in the UK in 1970, says one text. It's a good idea. Another text just says, totally wrong. Tracy says, no way. Private interests have no place in the classroom ever. But there's one text here I'm interested in getting your thoughts on. It says, isn't this just an apprenticeship without paying them?
I'm not sure that's the case. They are not guaranteed work with IBM. They are put at, I understand, the front of the queue or guaranteed interviews with IBM. But it's a way for students, you know, in the middle years of schooling, year nine, which is when it starts, to go through high school and guarantee themselves a bachelor's degree in an area which likely interests them because they chose to enrol at this school in the first place. So they get a school diploma and a college degree rather than only a school degree, and then they could go to work for whoever they choose.
Same with an apprenticeship though, isn't it? You get your qualification as a result of that.
You could, but I would see it does seem to have more flexibility than that. But I see that as potentially a good thing, and it's something that leading education researchers in Australia have actually called for. So we see Professor Peter Noonan talking about the need for different and exciting pathways to further study, and Jeff Masters from ASA wondering whether the current school structures could be part of the reason we're not always meeting students at their point of need. So I'm not saying every school should become a school with a corporate link, but we shouldn't automatically exclude a role for private enterprise and these large institutions that are keen to give a hand to public education just because they don't fit the traditional models of public schooling.
And as you say, so much would depend on the details of any such proposal.
Absolutely.
And that's far from being fleshed out. It's just a thing that the Prime Minister said would be good to consider in Australia. So let's not overstate the imminence of it. Bronwyn, it's been great to get your expertise. Thank
My
you very
pleasure.
Much. Bronwyn Hines, Policy Fellow with the Mitchell Institute for Health and Education Policy at Victoria University. What do you reckon? Corporate education, a bridge too far, or actually exactly the kind of innovative idea we should be considering and has had experience in other countries that we can draw on, including the United States. 0418 226 576 or Twitter at RN Drive. That number again, 0418 226 576.